14 semifinal play. It was Griswold over Orient Maxburg, 83-52. Nottoway Valley defeating Earlham, 57-51. In Class 1A District 14 semifinals, East Mills, a winner over AHST, 58-53. And it was Sydney edging Clarinda Academy in overtime, 62-61. In Class 1A District 15 semifinal play, Arweva beating Boyer Valley, 47-44. Also, Underwood topping Tri-Center, 59-33. In a Class 1A District 16 semifinal, Alta Aurelia was a winner over Coon Rapids Bayard, 53-38, while Newell Fonda beat Peyton Sherdan by a final of 90-62. All those winners moving on to the district finals coming up on Thursday night. In Class 2A District Finals last night in District 14, Des Moines Christian was a winner over Panorama, 57-54. Trainer Down St. Albert in District 15, 53-47 in overtime. And in a District 16 final, it was Kemper Catholic moving to the sub-state with a 62-37 win over IKM Manning. Girls Regional Finals continued last night in the bigger classes. In Class 4A Regional Final play, it was Harlan defeating Boone 57-35. Dallas Center Grimes down Lewis Central 52-37. Elsewhere around the state, Western Dubuque beat Waverly Shellrock 51-44. Carlisle over Perry 57-50. North Scott beat Cedar Rapids Xavier 47-46. It was Ballard over Grinnell 49-34. Bishop Heelan Catholic beat Fort Dodge 74-53. Davenport Assumption over Keokuk, 72-52. All those winners making up the 4A state tournament. In Class 5A, it's Des Moines East beating Mason City, 53-50. Also, Southeast Polk was a winner over Cedar Rapids Washington by a final of 79-71. Cedar Rapids Kennedy beat Muscatine, 54-52. It was Iowa City High over Pleasant Valley. Score in that contest, 75-47. Waterloo West beat Ankeny Centennial, 62-47. Also last night, it was Waukee edging Linmar, 52-50. West Des Moines Valley beat Sioux City West, 60-49. And also, it was the Dowling Catholic girls beating Johnston by a final of 38-35. That sets up the Class 4A and 5A state tournaments now as those fields are all ready to go. In Class 4A play, Harlan will be facing off against North Scott in a first-round matchup. The Cyclones, ranked number one, will be playing in a 6:45 p.m. contest next Tuesday, March 4th. Other first-rounders in 4A include Dallas Center Grimes playing Carlisle, Davenport Assumption facing Ballard, and Bishop Heelan Catholic against Western Dubuque. The 5A tournament pairings have Waterloo West facing Des Moines East, West Des Moines Valley against Southeast Polk, Iowa City High facing Cedar Rapids Kennedy, and Waukee playing against Dowling Catholic. Those games all in Des Moines next week. Winning on the road is tough, but it's nearly impossible without good defense. Minnesota shot a sizzling 61% for the game, including 11 of 19 from three-point range, as the Gophers beat the Iowa Hawkeyes 95-89 last night, as the Hawkeyes continue to tumble down the Big Ten standings. The Gophers took control by outscoring Iowa 30-15 to close the opening half.
Yeah, they were hot, but at the same time, we weren't doing the necessary things to get stops and to run them off the three-point line. But like you said, you got to give them credit, 9 of 11. But, like I said, I think we could have made a couple adjustments, but they were hot.
That's junior forward Aaron White, who finished with 21 points. White says the Hawkeyes just had too many defensive breakdowns.
Yeah, in transition, I think we were running back to the paint instead of finding the shooters. We weren't playing ball screens correctly, and overall, we just didn't have a sense of urgency to us on the defensive end, which is, you know, how you give up those percentages. You know, 61, I believe they shot, and obviously give up 90-plus points.
Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says the Hawkeyes don't have time to hang their heads as they return to action tomorrow night at Indiana.
You know, it's like anything else. If we won a close game tonight, you know, I'd be saying the same things. You know, I don't want to get too high. I don't want to get too low. We got to go to work. We got to get on a plane and go play Indiana on the road and just figure out how we're going to get better.
Roy Devin Marble led Iowa with 24 points as the Hawkeyes are now 8-6 in the Big Ten. They're 19-8 overall on the season. Well, DJ Ballantyne scored 23 points and had 7 assists in Evansville's final home game as the Aces beat Drake 61-48 last night. Blake Simmons added 13 points for Evansville. 10 players scored for Drake last night. None were in double figures, though. As they fall to 14 and 15 overall, they are 5 and 12 in the Missouri Valley Conference. In top 25 men's college hoops last night, number 1 Florida beat Vanderbilt 57-54. Second-ranked Wichita State beat Bradley 69-49. Number 6 Duke over Virginia Tech 66-48. 13th-ranked San Diego State beating San Jose State 90-64. 14th-rated Wisconsin a winner over Indiana 69-58. And number 25 New Mexico beat Utah State 67-58. Well, the Iowa State Cyclones will host West Virginia in Big 12 play tonight. The Cyclones are 9-5 and in the hunt for a second place finish in the league race.
These last four games will help determine what happens come tournament time. But there's a lot of teams that have put themselves in a position to hear their name called on Selection Sunday. It's going to be exciting to see what happens.
That's ISU coach Fred Hoiberg. The Cyclones will be out to avenge a 25-point loss to the Mountaineers in their first meeting.
You got to give a lot of credit to West Virginia. They played a very complete game, and they exposed us in a lot of areas. The thing for us is we were really able to get back and focus on the basics of the defensive end of the court. We've been much better since that game.
Hoiberg says the Cyclones have picked up their defense since that first meeting.
Was it a wake-up call? I don't know. I guess there's times over the course of the season where you have games like that that show your guys are probably not quite as good as they think they are. And that was certainly one of those nights for us. And we bounced back and played pretty good basketball since.
The Cyclones are 21-5 overall heading into tonight's contest. In the NBA last night, Indiana beat the LA Lakers 118-98. It was Washington over Orlando 115-106. Toronto topping Cleveland 99-93. Chicago beat Atlanta 107-103. Minnesota downed Phoenix 110-101. It was Portland edging Denver 100-95. Houston outscored Sacramento 129-103. Just one game in the National Hockey League as the NHL season resumes now that the Olympics have finished up. Last night it was Buffalo beating Carolina by a score of 3-2. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving in my car, beep, beep, obeying the law, sure is neat. Hope no one wrecks into me. Oh, wait a minute, here comes a car. It's my lucky day. Plenty of time to get out of his way.
But in real life, it happens this fast.
Driving in my car, beep.
Atlantic Collision Center, 108 Cedar Street in Atlantic, 243-7757. You could take your vehicle somewhere else, but you've already had one accident.
In baseball news, Jaime Garcia will seek a second opinion on his surgically repaired shoulder from Dr. James Andrews before deciding his next course of action. St. Louis General Manager John Mozeliak made that announcement yesterday. Garcia requested the second opinion even before consulting with Cardinals team doctors. Mozeliak didn't go into detail about the findings of Garcia's Monday exam other than to say that the initial results were encouraging. He said, based on the MRI and overall, we feel good. Mozeliak said, I would like to see what the other doctor has to say, and then we'll go from there. And in football news, Hall of Fame quarterback and broadcaster Len Dawson will be honored with the Lamar Hunt Award for Professional Football at the 101 Awards Gala on Saturday. The award was created in 2007 to honor the life and legacy of the Chiefs founder. It goes to an individual or a group that's played a role in shaping the NFL. Dawson led the Chiefs to its only Super Bowl championship and was elected to the Hall of Fame in 1987. He began broadcasting Chiefs games in 1985 and in 2012 was awarded the Hall's Pete Rozelle Award for radio and television contributions. Previous winners include the Foolish Club, that was the name taken on by the 8 original AFL owners, coaches Tony Dungy and Don Shula, quarterback Roger Staubach, and Monday Night Football. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 108 Cedar Street. Let Doug Town help you today at Atlantic Collision Center. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.